That was Quarteto Gelato with that wonderful performance of Al Di La by Donita. And I am so thrilled to welcome one of the members of that very distinguished ensemble, Quarteto Gelato. They're so popular everywhere they go, whether it's New York, Tokyo, London, Hong Kong. They enjoy sold-out performances. I've heard their wizardry right here in Collingwood, also a sold-out performance. And it's with great pleasure for me to welcome Colin Meyer. And welcome, Colin. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you so much.
Awesome to have you.
Thanks. It's awesome to be here.
Yeah, it's still kind of early morning for you. You're out west, aren't you?
Oh, no, actually, I'm still in beautiful Hamilton.
Oh, you're in beautiful Hamilton. Gotcha. Okay.
leaving tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, well, bon voyage. Enjoy your upcoming tour there. You've got a nice lineup of performances, don't you? Whistler, Sydney, out there. What's going on?
That's right. Yeah, it's Vancouver. It's just a really nice tour with not too much travel in between venues and some time off and a couple of leisurely ferry rides.
Oh, that's good to throw in.
Yeah, we're very excited to. I mean, we love performing anywhere, and we seem to consistently get back to BC. It's always so nice there. It feels like a second home.
Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, I'm sure you'll have a very receptive audience. And I just want to ask you about that because you play so much music, such a diverse array of music from, those Romani tunes, klezmer. You can immediately dip into a tango when needed. And you just take the audience for a ride, you know, for this emotional roller coaster of emotions. And you've got them the whole time, from the start right to the finish. They're right there with you.
Oh, thanks.
You drop in some interesting commentary, and how do you prepare for so much music?
Oh, I appreciate that. Thanks. How do we prepare? It's like, well, everything is memorized. When you get on stage, it's funny. As soon as you take away the sheet music in front of you, or even a conductor, the ownership falls 100% on the musician. So,
right.
So when you realize you can't stare at a piece of music anymore, suddenly you're forced to look at each other, and that's good.
Yeah, so it's almost like you're improvising. You're playing the music for the first time right there and then.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, and you got that spontaneity.
That's right. Musical conversations that sort of happen in the moment, and you know, the audience can see, oh, there's a duet happening here, because we can physically see that as well. So
right. I always had that impression. It's just so spontaneous. There's never a stuffy moment when you play, and people really, really catch on that. Fantastic. What kind of repertoire are you bringing to some of these tours? Some highlights?
Sure. Yeah. So we've got a new, we're bringing in a new cellist. And so her name is Dubrovna Zubek, and going along with our violinist Konstantin Popovich and our accordionist Matthew Pulke. And when we were transferring over to the new cellist, we found it was a really good opportunity to bring in some new music. So, you know, some classics, like we are going to be doing, we have a Mozart Overture to the Magic Flute, but we also have added in Vivaldi's Summer. So we have a couple of classical pieces there. We're going to do some, like you said, some klezmer and some Romani music. We have some Serbian rock music by Goran Bregovic.
Oh.
Called Messicina. And then we just added in a couple of other ones, Song for the Myra, which is an Anne Murray tune, and Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al. So we definitely do we've run the gamut, yeah.
Wow, eclectic and an international flavor.
Yeah.
Taking us around the world now. Yeah, I remember when your 10th album came out, Tasty Tunes. You also had that kind of world vibe.
Yeah, that's, you know, to be honest, that's the way the group has kind of been since its inception in 1990. I wasn't part of the group, but I remember hearing the first album and being absolutely floored and thinking, how can I ever, I don't know, create a group that would be similar to this? And so now I'm doing it. But that's been the success formula for Gelato forever, is be all over the place, kind of do what you like and unabashedly so.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you fit right in. I mean, what you've contributed also is just a joy to hear you live.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, well, let's head to Collingwood. There's a big event coming up, a fundraiser.
Yes.
for the Collingwood Music Festival. We're so delighted to have you back. And all the funds are going to support our youth initiatives here. We're starting a youth academy and also giving a platform for rising stars to perform. And I know Quartetto Gelato also has that history of engaging with educational programs. Can you share some of the memorable experiences you've had and kind of the impact on the younger audiences out there?
Oh, well, yeah, first of all, we're super excited to be part of any kind of event like yours. It's just so, it feels good. You know, sometimes,
yeah,
sometimes you can be in your basement and forget about the impact that you could have, and you don't really think about it after a while.
Oh, yes.
You know, we have been on tour doing these educations. Well, maybe we'll play a concert and then do a workshop with the students there, anywhere from age, you know, I guess like grade one or two up to the university level. And there's always a moment when you see the light bulb go off for whatever reason. It could be an inspiration from hearing, you know, the violinist play or you know, one little word gets through and you hear those things and it feels so good. And the best thing is when you find out, maybe, you know, you speak with the teacher a couple of years later and you find out that they've gone into music.
Wow, that is amazing when you get that feedback, especially years later. You forget about the performance, but somebody was there and they had that twinkle in their eye.
Yeah, it feels really good. And if it's not going into music, they've kept music as part of maybe their lifestyle. You know, maybe they're a doctor or a dentist, and that's inspired them to maybe get into community groups, and that feels great.
Fantastic. Thanks for sharing, Colin, and we are so excited to have you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mark your calendars, May 9th. It's at the Craigleith Ski Club out here. Beautiful, breathtaking views. There's also a live auction there. There'll be great energy from start to finish. 6 p.m., the doors open. We also have some gourmet cuisine to enjoy there. Pease Marsh Farm has a special treat for the guests. It's a dazzling night of music, fine dining, and giving, and with none other than Quartetto Gelato providing the musical virtuosity, artistic passion for the evening, and a good dose of humor. You always have us laughing there.
Thank you. Well, we have fun on stage and we like to play around and if the audience enjoys it, then awesome. That's great.
Oh, very much. All right. Well, we have a handful of tickets left. You can check it out at collingwoodfestival.com. We look forward to seeing you there. And of course, May 9th, 6 p.m., Craigleith Ski Club. You can get all the details at collingwoodfestival.com. Or you can also follow the group. I'll give you another website here, and that's Quartetto Gelato. .ca, and you can see everything that's happening with their wonderful group and their touring schedule, which is super exciting. Thank you, Colin.
Thank you, Daniel.
We look forward to following you and welcoming you here at the beautiful Niagara Escarpment, and I wish you good luck out west in the meantime.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show, and can't wait to see you.
Yep, that's around the corner. Look at that. About a month and a couple days to go. Yeah, blink of an eye and you're here.
That's right, there's 5 weeks.
I know. Have an awesome time. We'll connect soon. Cheers.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye-bye.